Going to jam a lot into this segment, maybe the next one too, here on The Morning Ride. I'm your host, Phil Vandervoort, bringing on Smooth Legislator, Washington State Republican Party Chair, and State Representative from Aberdeen, Grays Harbor County, Jim Walsh, joining me here on the show. And I have at least five things that
I'm a smooth legislator.
I want to ask the smooth legislator about Jim Walsh. Good morning.
You sound so smooth.
Morning, Phil. How are you doing?
I am fine. Thank you for taking time to come on and talk with me. First things first, I think everybody wants to know about the process now for gathering signatures on the statewide initiative that is going forward that would require proof of citizenship to vote in the state of Washington so that we can have some election integrity here, increase election integrity in the state of Washington. Are people able to sign already? What's the process happening?
Yeah. The petitions are out. We're just we had to have a court hearing on the initiative. A left-wing group sued, not a great surprise, to try to prevent the initiative from going forward. They failed. They did kind of delay things for a little while the court was reviewing their lawsuit, and that I think was really the purpose of the lawsuit, was to slow things down. But that's done. The court gave a favorable ruling to the initiative, and now we have petitions, and they're circulating. They're out. You'll start to see them at things like county fairs and other summer events. And then you'll see signature gatherers knocking doors in neighborhoods, going to public spaces, all that kind of thing. We have until the end of the year, the calendar year, to collect the signatures to qualify the initiative. And so there's time. There's a good amount of time. You'll be seeing those petitions in place as you go. Starting this week and going through the summer and fall. It's important to point out the initiative. There's a lot of misinformation about what it does. Mm-hmm. It does one thing and one thing only, and that is require proof of citizenship when a person registers to vote in Washington State. So it doesn't affect when you vote. It doesn't affect how you vote. It doesn't affect how votes are counted. Those are all interesting issues. But in Washington, of course, with initiatives, we have a very strict single subject rule. And this initiative is written to succeed on that level. It does one thing, and that's require proof of citizenship when registering to vote.
So I'm going to guess when you say that phrase, when registering to vote, that means new people that are registering to vote. If I've already been registered to vote, I'm not going to have to go back and offer up new documents to continue to vote. Is that accurate?
No. You will have to provide proof of citizenship in renewing your voter registration. So there is a phasing in period of several years during which new voters or existing voters, as they renew and update their registration, will have to provide proof of citizenship.
That's weird. I've never received notification that I have to renew my voter registration. Is that something that does happen from time to time?
It's a normal process that most auditors – remember, registrations are administered by county auditors in Washington. Mm-hmm. It's a county-by-county process. But under the initiative – every auditor will need to update their voter rolls, which is a thing they already have to do on an ongoing basis. And as part of that process, over time, everyone will have to prove their citizenship when they're registered or re-registered to vote.
All right. Well, I know a lot of KVI listeners are interested in this statewide initiative that is now underway and moving forward with signature gathering going through the tail end of December this year. I think one of the numbers that's kind of associated with this as it relates to the statewide initiative and its approval by the Secretary of State's office is number 126. And we're going to start using apparently a different numbering system than a lot of people are used to when it's I-3 numbers or I-4 numbers, as we've had some initiatives in the past. Is there any other name that goes with this so that when people are talking about this proof of citizenship to vote initiative, everybody will know what we're talking about? Have you decided as part of the campaign how that's going to get explained?
Well, the title is Proof of Citizenship when Registering to Vote in Washington.
Okay.
So it's pretty straightforward. And part of the lawsuit that we defeated that was trying to challenge it was challenging the title and trying to make it more convoluted, make it more confusing. We've seen some initiatives where that's worked, where left-wing organizations have been able to make the title be more confusing. There's also the short description, or what the law calls a concise description of the initiative, and they've successfully made those more confusing. One of the great wins in the lawsuit being put aside was we got pretty straightforward title and description of the initiative, so I don't think you're going to see the confusion around what IL-26-126 does. It's proof of citizenship. Yeah. When registering to vote in Washington.
All right. Talking to Washington State Republican Party Chair, State Representative Jim Walsh. So now we've got listeners updated on the proof of citizenship to vote initiative. It might show up as number 126 if you talk about initiative 126. So be aware of both of those factors. Another story I want to talk to you about, Jim, is two elections that come up on primary ballots for next month. August 5th is the primary, first Tuesday in the month of August is our primary, and it's there are state senate races in the greater Issaquah area and then the Gig Harbor area, and they're legislative districts number 5 and number 26. And I want to start off with my question, which confuses me. There seem to be only two candidates on those primary ballots in those respective legislative districts, the 5th legislative district and the greater Issaquah area, 26th district in the greater Gig Harbor area. Why is it important to get a vote in this primary if there are two people that are on the primary ballot? Are those two candidates in each race, a Democrat and a Republican, going to end up advancing one way or the other? Can you explain that distinction?
Yeah, that's true. And in statewide or state legislative races, even if there are just two candidates, the race still appears on your primary ballot. So it is an important indicator of how these elections are shaping up on the way to the general election this November. What's the reason it's important to vote in this primary, and especially if you live in those two areas around Issaquah or around Gig Harbor? But the truth is, no matter where you live, it's important to vote because even in those races where there are only two candidates, it is the most effective predictor of how those races will go in November. Now, nothing is 100% accurate, sure, but the way that a primary election goes is a very strong indicator of how the general election result will go later in the year. And the important thing here is these are special elections for these two state Senate races. They're unusual.
Yeah, normally, they're what we call an off-year election, basically. Normally, right, we're voting for state representatives, statewide positions, auditor, lieutenant governor, governor in the even-year elections, or technically every 4 years specifically, right?
Correct.
For the statewide ones, anyways,
That's right. So it's normally in even-numbered years. But because of particular situations, in one case, a state senator passed away unexpectedly. In another case, a state senator left to take another job. There are two open. Well, there are more than two, actually. There are several specials this year happening for the state legislature. But these two are close and are kind of being watched closely. So in an off-year election, voter participation tends to be lower. Fewer people vote. So every vote has a larger impact on the result of the election. We expect that as normal, the voter participation, voter turnout will be a little bit lower this year in this than these special elections. So every vote counts even more, and we're really encouraging people, even if you sometimes you don't think about an off-year election, think about it this year and vote that primary ballot that is due by August 5th. It's important.
Yep. And the 5th legislative district, it's going to put Republican Chad Magandaz against kind of the appointed state senator there, a gal named Victoria Hunt. And then in the Gig Harbor area, it's a state senator that's kind of been in the appointed role, Deb Krishnandasan, if I'm getting the emphasis on the right syllable there. And then that's the Democrat that has been appointed to that 26th legislative Senate seat, and then Republican Representative Michelle Caldier is the Republican that's running for that one in Gig Harbor in the 26th district. And I can tell you, I could tell Representative Walsh here, I should tell all the KVI listeners here, these will be two races going into the general election that we will spend a lot of time talking about here on The Morning Ride on Talk Radio 570 KVI, because these are two important races that could be the first couple of steps in trying to get the Republicans back into better control. I mean, they'd still be in minority control this year, but if these two legislative districts can go towards Republican candidates, that would be a great first step in trying to make further inroads into the majority control of the Washington legislature down in Olympia. So
that's correct. That's correct. It would be a leading indicator of what we hope to see in the next couple of years afterward. And yeah, the situation in both of those state Senate races is the positions are currently held on a temporary basis by appointed state senators, and they are both farther left politically than the demographic of their districts.
Yeah. Issaquah area.
So we think that the conservatives are better representatives.
Yeah. Issaquah area, Gig Harbor area have had Republican representation in those districts in the past, and that's what these two candidates are hoping to accomplish with this year's election for those special elections on those state Senate races. The big news story that now has impact directly on the Office of Superintendent of Public Instruction in the Olympia is our Superintendent of Public Instruction, Chris Reichdahl, and that is a decision by the United States Olympic and Paralympic Committees to bar trans athletes from women's sports. United States Olympic Committee President Gene Sykes said, as a federally chartered organization, we have an obligation to comply with federal expectations. And that is what happened with the President Trump executive order earlier this year. This is The Morning Ride here on Talk Radio 570 KVI. I'm your host, Phil Vandervoort. And I want to bring this category, this subject up with the state Republican Party chair and state representative from Grace Harbor County in Aberdeen area, Jim Walsh. So what kind of pressure does this put on Chris Reichdahl to reverse his stance that allows trans athletes to participate in girls' high school sports and middle school sports here in the state?
It's critically important, Phil, that we defend girls' sports. That's what federal law says. That's what traditionally the spirit letter of state law said. Title IX, of course, of the Civil Rights Act at the federal level defined and really was a tool for encouraging girls' sports at all levels in the United States. And the tradition here in Washington was that we were very supportive of girls' sports. And the current state school superintendent, Mr. Reichdahl, has staked out a very radical, very extreme position, saying there are no sexes, there are more than two, gender and sex is a matter of your state of mind, and that needs to be the controlling concept in terms of girls' sports and boys' sports.
You've been ringside in Olympia. Time's getting a little tight here. You've been ringside in Olympia for this whole debate about trans athletes in girls' high school, middle school sports. Are Democrats going to double down now and support Reichdahl, or do you think that they're going to come around and go, okay, we're going to do what the Olympic Committee says?
I think that some of the Democrats are going to come to their senses and realize that this is a bad issue for them. And it's not that anyone is against anyone. We're not against transgender individuals, but we believe in defending girls' sports. And we've offered several ways that we can do that, offering an open category, doing other things. And Reichdahl and the far left extremists say, no. Transgender boys need to be able to play in girls' sports. And we just don't understand why this is the policy hill they want to die on. It's not good science. It's not good law. And they seem determined to go down with that ship.
All right. Representative Jim Walsh, he's also the state Republican Party chair. Thank you for your extra time on answering that question about the decision now Chris Reichdahl is going to have to face and the public pressure that's going to be building up against him. Appreciate you doing that on The Morning Ride.